The Lord tells us if we have a need, we should pray and ask for Him to bless us, and that He will. And as long as we're not asking to squander it on our own selfish desires, He'll meet every need we ask Him for. He said, you know, you have not because you ask not God, or you have not because you ask amiss. In other words, you want to spend it on your own lustful desires. There's not anything wrong with having things, as long as things don't have you. And many a time, I mean, somebody would come and they'll need money or something. And of course, sometimes people come and ask me to borrow money. If you come and you needed to borrow $100 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever from me, if I had the money, I would never loan it to you if I couldn't give it to you with no strings attached. So in other words, if you don't pay it back, hey, I still love you just as much as I did before. Like I've seen many people that's loaned their children things, and then they get it, the children or the child never pays it back, or they give them a car or something and say, okay, I'll sell it to you for $5,000, but you got to pay me for it. And then the child doesn't or can't or something happens, instead of saying, that's okay, son, I'll just give it to you. I love you that much, I'm just going to give it to you. They get into an unforgiveness with their own children, you know, holding that terrible grudge, and they went to hell for a few lousy, stinking dollars. Yep. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus made a statement. He said, what would it profit a man if you gained the whole world and lost your soul? You know, if you lose your soul, that means you get to spend eternity in a lake of fire. And I can't even go there. I was witnessing to a young man this week, nice looking young man. We were working in the place, and I said, son, are you a Christian? He said, no, I'm not. I said, wow, you don't know Jesus? He said, no. I said, anybody in your family Christian? Oh, yeah, he said, my brother, he works over here too, and said he's been trying to lead me to Jesus for a long time. He said, you know, there's too many controversial issues in the Bible. I said, like what? He said, well, you know, like God said He made the earth in a day. I said, no, He didn't make it in a day. He said He made it in 6 days. You know, He didn't make it in 1 day. He made it in six, and then He rested on the seventh. And he says, well, you don't really think those are 24-hour days, are you? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. I said, you know, I've studied that out in great detail. When God said, and He did certain things, and the morning and the evening was 1 day. I said, yeah, it was 1 day, 24 hours. I said, and he done that. He says, how come you can believe that kind of junk? I said, because I study the Word of God. And I said, I'm a man of faith. I said, now, if you think that's something, I said, let me tell you about a story that happened to me 10 years ago with my granddaughter. And I told him the story of Caitlin. When I began to tell him how her head was crushed in 5 places and her brainstem was severed, her eyes jerked out of her brain, he said, ooh. He said, she died, didn't she? I said, let me tell you the story. So I told him a few minutes of the story and how that today she's fixing to be 14 next month in January. Caitlin's going to be 14, you know, and that's just awesome. You know, I mean, if you don't think she's close to normal, you ought to have been over the day that maybe a couple of years ago when she come in and said, Grandma, I want you to take me and I need a stuffed dog to play with. And Grandma said, well, honey, I don't have no money. She said, go get Granddaddy. He's got plenty of money. He'll go buy me one. Does that sound like a normal soul? Grandma come got Granddaddy, and guess what Granddaddy did? He went to Walmart with them both and bought her the little stuffed dog she wanted. I think it was $7 or $8, but she knew who had the money to buy her what she wanted. Her granddaddy. And I'll tell you what, I would do anything for my grandbabies. And of course, as I told him about Caitlin's story and how I called her back from the dead, how that her brainstem was severed, and how the Lord, I asked the Lord to fix her little face where she'd be beautiful without a single scar. And when I got through, I said, now, son, that's the Jesus I serve. Wouldn't you like to know Him? He said, man, I ain't never run into nobody like you. Now, see, every Christian he meets should be just like me. Every one of us should be so into the Word, what we could do, we could make the Word of God come alive to people. And if we have been in the Word of God like that and we believe the Word, just like Dave said, some of those revelations we've got, I mean, God is a faith God. And when we speak in faith, He shows up and He does great and wonderful things. And of course, that young man was awestruck. And I told him, I said, son, if you would like to hear some of these things, I said, I have a website. And he said, you do? I said, yes. He said, let me go in here and get a pen. I want to write it down. So he went in, got a pen, a piece of paper, and he said, what is it? I told him, it's www.tlsm.org. I said, now you go in there and you will find 650 teachings, CDs and DVDs that you can order free and postpaid. I said, I don't charge for nothing I do. I said, I send out about 10,000 a week of those somewhere in the world. 10,000 every week. He said, and you give them away? I said, yeah, son, my God's a great big God. I said, he can pay his bills. I said, I have no problem. I said, I've never been short. I've never charged anybody for anything I do. But I said, I've always got the money every week to buy all the CDs and DVDs. I said, Rosemary comes by over at Cam Audio and she picks up her little Suburban, whatever you call that little thing she's got. She loads that thing up and brings it in here every week. And I get the bills, $1,200 here, $900 here, $1,900, $3,000 here. The money just comes in. All I got to do is say, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for the checks this week that's going to pay for all these expenses. And guess what? Do I have to stand on TV and beg and plead for money? No, you don't ever hear me ask for money, do you? I don't ever. That's not one of my things. I know who my provider is, and it's Jesus. You know, he is the king, and he is also my healer. He's my deliverer, my provider. He's my everything. And you'll notice when I pray for you, I don't never pray to nobody except the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And without that, I know I can't get nothing done. With that, I can get anything done. And so I know that. And it's because I've studied the book, and that's the way all of us should be. But anyway, that young man, I told him, I said, son, one day I'm going to be back down here again. I'm going to come by and stop in and talk to you again. But of course, on the way home, I rebuked the spirit of blindness that had blinded his mind to the Word of God. I commanded those spirits to get off of that young man. And I asked the Father in Jesus' name to begin to convict that boy of sin and make him so uncomfortable. Next time I come in, if his own brother hadn't led him to Jesus before I get there, I said, Lord, let him come run into me and say, I want this Jesus. Amen. That's the way we should be. I was at a hospital one time, and I went down there to pray over a Christian family that had a problem. And while I was there, the nurse that was tending this, I was talking to her. I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? She said, blankety blank, no, I ain't no blankety blank Christian. I said, wow, why are you so against Christians? She said, Christians don't have anything we don't have. In fact, they're probably worse off than us. She said, the unbelievers that come in here have less problems than Christians. She said, just like that family right there. If they really knew who God was, why are they all sick and afflicted? She said, when the Christians get to where they're walking in health, she said, if they got something I don't have, then I'll be interested in listening to their God. I said, honey, you're at the right place at the right time. I know that God. She said, what do you mean? I said, I walk in obedience to his word. I've learned what it takes not to be in this hospital. I said, when I walk in obedience to God's word, I said, I received him as my personal healer. Now, this has been about 10 years ago. I told her at the time, I said, you know, you're looking at a man that started walking with Jesus, like he said, 20 years ago. And I said, I have never had a sick day in the last 20 years. And she said, you're kidding me. Nobody goes 20 years without getting sick. Yeah. Of course, now I can tell her 30 years. It's 10 years ago, at least 10 years ago, maybe longer. But I told her, I said, I have learned how to move the hand of God. I said, that's walking in obedience to his word, obeying him, and praising and worshiping him and thanking him. Does the Lord love for his children to praise him?
Yes.
And like Dave said a while ago, as a man believes in his heart, so is it. Many places where the children of Israel, God says, just go out and praise me and I'll fight your battle for you. They never lost a soldier. I mean, they didn't have to pick up a sword or nothing. They just began to sing and worship and praise the Lord. And the Lord caused confusion with their enemy, and he killed every enemy out there. And then he says, I love the part about the prosperity part. After he killed every enemy, the Israeli people walked out in amongst the soldiers, and they had so many diamonds and rings and all kinds of stuff and equipment and clothing and everything else. It took them 3 days just to pick up the loot. And would that be something? I guess the church is supposed to be poor, huh?
No, no, no.
God killed the enemy and give his people enough. I mean, the loot that they picked up, it says it was clothing, equipment, jewels, diamonds, rings, gold, silver. It literally took them 3 days to pick it all up. Can you imagine what you could do with 3 days worth of diamond and jewels you could pick up? I bet you in 30 minutes you could be a millionaire. But see, God don't want us to be limited, does he?
No.
So he killed the enemy and gave them all that money. What was their requirement? To praise him. So maybe that's something that we need to think about in the church. Maybe we're not praising our king enough. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, because when you read the scriptures hundreds of times over, he says, praise me. I inhabit the praise of my people. And a couple of thousand years ago, he sent that little boy. He came from heaven. He had already been in heaven, and he came from heaven to us through a little virgin girl to pay the price that we couldn't pay, so we could all walk in complete deliverance. Just like the song said a while ago, Mary had no idea when she delivered this baby that in a time to come that he would deliver her. But he's the one that delivers each one of us. And it's all in the Word. It's a done deal. You don't have to worry about it. It's done. Now let's read a little bit. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. And this 1 John has some wonderful, awesome things in it. But we're just going to take it word by word, line by line. That which was from the beginning. Who was from the beginning? Jesus was from the beginning. He has forever been. You know, people have a hard time believing that God could have always been. My daughter, I remember when she was coming up, when we started studying the Bible together, her question to me after she got about 7 or 8 years old, Daddy, where did God come from? I said, honey, he's always been. She said, Daddy, nobody has always been. We all had a beginning somewhere. I said, yes, all of us, that's true. Everything you see. But I said, God, that's not true. She said, but Daddy, somewhere back there, somewhere, there had to have been nothing, and then there was God. I said, all I can tell you, honey, you're going to have to receive this by faith. He's always been, he'll forever be, and you don't have to worry about it. He is God. Now then, I will have to say the question is a little deeper than I can get into. If I stop and think about it, I think, you know, where did he come from? You know, has he forever been? That's what he says. I've always been and will forever be. You and I have to know that we have to take that by faith and believe it, because he is very real. And you know, I feel sorry for people that are in the church that don't know how real he is. That's never heard his voice. You know, so many people have never heard his voice. Now, I will have to say that in my last 30 years of my life, I have stopped counting the number of times I've heard God's voice. I've heard him speak to me audibly. I kept up with it for about 30. And then after 30, I couldn't keep up with it no more. I have no idea how many times the King has spoken to me. I've heard his audible voice. But every time I've had an experience like that with God, let me tell you, it'll change your life forever.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Have You Taught Your Wife and Children About God Today? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.